Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited today, I got my longtime friend Will Murphy with us from Everlasting Capital. Will, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kev. How are you?
Living the dream, brother. So, Will, let's start at the beginning. Just refresh everyone's memory about Everlasting Capital. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so Everlasting Capital, where I like to call it kind of an out-of-box alternative lender, very, very different than banks. We like the story behind the customer. And we provide short-term working capital solutions and equipment finance solutions for small businesses throughout the United States.
So, Will, we're coming into the end of the year. A lot of my friends, hey, man, we're trying to hit that goal. How's the end of the year looking for you guys?
It's looking up. It's been a great year, but the end of the year is the most exciting time of the year for us. We have a lot of clients that have been with us for 3, 4, 5 years that, know we're the go-to source for the capital or equipment they need. So they're always hitting us up, and, we have those bonds and relationships over the years. And then we also have new customers that, want to take advantage of, tax incentives, Section 179, which is a tax incentive for equipment purchases through the end of the year. So the end of the year is looking good, and I'm excited to keep diving in and push towards year end.
Like you said, I would imagine, as the year end comes in, business probably picks up for you as people start to make their plans for next year. Hey, what are we going to need, capital-wise, what need for equipment? So as people start to put together the plan, they're reaching out to you for funding. Is that kind of how it's all working?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're usually, on our clients more as a consultant side. So, we check in. We may have funded them a year ago, but we're checking in every month, every quarter, just to make sure, they're on the track and they're meeting their goals. And we're always looking to help company get to the next level. So that's kind of where we spend.
So now give me that one good story from the year. So tell us about something that will make everyone smile, like that good story about how you help fund somebody.
There's a lot of them. But just a good story. We had a it's all like startups are they kind of hit home to me because startups – everyone starts somewhere. Everyone needs to start somewhere. And we had this one gentleman that just dreamed of owning his own truck, right? He's worked short-haul, over-the-road trucker for years. I think it was 25 years for someone else.
Wow.
Right? And, we came to a point after speaking to the guy and talking to him and figuring out his goals and figuring out what he wanted to do, and his credit was there. And we ended up getting him into a brand new 2019 Kenworth. So it's like brand new right off the lot. It's next year's model, so it came out. And he's on the road. He's doing the dream. I don't want to give up his age, but he's older in life. And you can start whenever you want, thing, and just kind of. It was a great feel-good story of the year. He got him into a brand new truck, and he's running his own routes. And we keep in touch with him, and he's gonna probably add another truck within the next quarter, 2 quarters to his fleet. And he's just gonna keep building. And that's a huge kind of win for us, the company, and a huge win for him as he kind of didn't have the confidence just to jump in with 2 feet. But we were able to kind of talk him through it and kind of hold his hand per se. To get him into that truck, and that was one of the good fundings of the year.
So, Will, what crystal ball time? What do you think is going to change in your industry in the next couple of years?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Ups and downs. Right now it's booming. Small businesses is booming. I think I read something the other day that 48% of small businesses plan to take some sort of loan out in the next year. So out of, you know, there's 27 million, I think it might be a little higher now, small businesses in the United States. So we're talking, you know, 14 million businesses that are going to be taking out a some sort of financing. So I'm looking up. I think it's going to be great, you know, in the next short-term, long-term vision. And we deal a lot with private money sector. So, you know, we're backed by a lot of private money. So as long as, you know, we can keep funding and as long as the private money keeps flowing, which I don't see it stopping, our industry should be on the up and up for a long time.
So, Will, one of my favorite expressions is I want a do-over. So if you could have a do-over for this year of one thing that you did, what do you think you would want to change, maybe do a little differently?
We always have a problem with hiring. I think we may have touched on this the last time, you know, we spoke a while ago. Hiring's tough, right? So there's different ways to hire. There's different, you know, hiring objections and objectives, I should say. And, you know, I would probably, you know, this year we would try to hire more people. We didn't really go on a real good hiring spree, quote unquote, this year. So that's probably one thing I could change to put more bodies in the seats and train more people and, you know, build dreams of others that, you know, are around us in our office, because that's a huge goal of ours. And I would probably hire more if I could, you know, look back this year.
So, Willis, I want to go off script for a minute here. What's the skill set that people need? Because, like you said, it's an incredible job for the right person. So what's the skill set, bud?
You just need the hustle, the grit. I like to use the word grit. It's just kind of do whatever, however, work late, come in early, because you don't have to be perfect, right? You don't have to be an expert. You don't need, you know, a degree. You don't need, you know, any skill at first, because we like to kind of mold our employees to be the best version of a salesperson they can be. So if you come in with no skill, it's shown, you know, over the years that the less baggage that you have per se, you know, from your other jobs or a sales job, the better, because you're able to trash that is in some of the veterans, I guess. Sometimes it's tougher to mold them to the system that works in our industry. So, you know, if you're looking for a job, we don't really need skill. I mean, we've hired cooks, we've hired car salesmen, hey, all over the board. And, you know, we're willing to listen to whoever. Because, I mean, I didn't have any knowledge of this industry when I first started. So I, you know, taught myself, and I'm fortunate enough to have picked it up enough to be able to, you know, spread that knowledge to other people when they jump on board.
I like that. Like you said, you know, it's finding the people that have that determination that can handle the no's, you know, and just, you know, keep picking up the phone and dialing again, you know. So like I said, great opportunity if someone is looking and stuff. So, well, coming into the holiday push, you guys ready?
We're ready. We're ready. Holidays are huge in our industry. You know, we work with a lot of retail shops that need inventory, marketing. I spoke about Section 179 briefly. A lot of equipment buyers are taking advantage of being able to, you know, depreciate up to $1 million of their equipment purchases throughout the year, Section 179, which is huge because they're able to write off that chunk of change. But, yeah, holidays are good, you know, big push, and I think they're set up great this year because it's Monday, Tuesday as far as Christmas and New Year's. So we might lose those 3 days after Christmas, but if we can push this next, I think we got this week and then 3 more weeks, we should be all right.
That's what's interesting. Your business time a little different than most. You guys don't really slow down at the end of the year, then you keep going.
Yeah, we pump it out. I mean, the end of the year is historically the fourth quarter is one of the biggest quarters that we have because everyone wants to, you know, get their money injected into their bank, get the equipment before year's end. So we're pushing up to New Year's. We're in the grind mode.
So, Will, we want to get the last question in so we can replay this. What's the one goal for 2019 that when we listen to it in November of next year, we'll see if you hit it or not? What's the goal, bud?
The goal, I want to double our volume. I mean, that's always the goal.
Wow.
You know, we're going to fund right around $32 million this year, and that's funded volume out to businesses. And, you know, it's always good to double. So, you know, a stretch goal, $60 million in funded volume next year, that would be huge. That would be a great, you know, goal for us to hit.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Will, how do people reach out to you if they need funding or also if they want to, you know, talk to you a little bit more about coming and joining the team?
Yeah, I mean, you can check us out on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Everlasting Capital. Just kind of search that in the search bar. You can email me anytime at wmurphy@everlastingcapital.com. And you can give us a call straight at the office, 888-777-8144. Just ask for Will. I'm open to speak to anyone at any time.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks, Kev.
Have a good day. Bye, Will.
See you later.